Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about pushing through when you feel like you can't. And as I was pondering on this, the person that comes through the strongest for me when it comes to push in the Bible is really the woman with the issue of blood. Here is a woman who was bleeding for years, a woman who was set out and placed outside of the social circle because of something that she could not, control. And here's the thing, she started living an abnormal life. She started living as if there was something that she was never going to get rid of. And the standard of her life became a standard where she was alienated from people, and she was alienated from the things that she needed to learn and coexist in within society. Now you may feel that there are things that you are struggling with. There are things that you do not understand where you feel alienated in. And you feel like you can no longer push and you can no longer become because you are tired. Because here's the thing about pushing. It's exhausting. And it takes so much energy and it takes so much out of you as a person. But this woman, the Bible tells us she was suffering for 12 years before she was healed by Jesus. It is told that this woman spent all she had. She had everything she used on doctors and she just could not receive help. Now just imagine the condition of her mind. Imagine the condition of her spirit. Because she gave her all. It's not like this woman didn't try to get better. It's not like she wasn't seeking for help. It's not like she depended on herself and tried to fix the problem all on her own. She ended up going to everybody. She ended up seeking help from everybody. And the problem was so severe that nobody could help her. And she tried to help herself afterwards to the point where this situation became her life. It was no longer a matter of she was sick for a season, sick for a couple of days, sick for a certain amount of time. Her life consisted of being sick. Her lifestyle was sickness. It took over everything about this woman. She was severely oppressed by the sickness, because we all know that when we are not well, when you are feeling weak and you are not okay, sickness does drive you to alienation. You cannot do the things that you used to do. You are unable to run the way that you want to. It's also something that delays you. It's something that takes away your rhythm and it takes away your ability to run. And this is really what the woman with the issue of blood went through. She couldn't really speak to others. She must have been so lonely. She was the one ringing with her voice in the areas saying, I'm clean, I'm clean, I'm unclean, 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 so that people could not come close to her. And this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. So many times when you are pushing for something, when you are pushing for things that God has placed in you and on you, it is not always an easy journey. And it's easy to give up. It was very easy for this dear woman to say that I am going to give up and I'm no longer going to push. Not just her body. If we can think about the frailty of her body, the weakness of her body, we would understand that she must have been in a lot of pain as well. But besides her physical body, the frailty of her mind and the frailty of her spirit, that she must have been in a situation where she just couldn't anymore. Now you may be in a situation where you are saying, I've been trying for years. I've been trying to become and to be the best that I could be, but there's always something pushing me back. I always feel alienated from others. I always feel like I'm on my own. I go to others and I try and I ask for their help, but it just doesn't seem like people are able to walk with me. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there are things that others cannot help us with. There are things that requires our perseverance, our faith, and our determination to push us through. You can go around the world and you can seek for all the best help that you think you can find, but it will never be the way you really need it, even if people give their best. Because here's the thing, people are not supposed to push us through the seasons of pain. The weight on people to push you through those things is too much on them. We cannot expect people to push us through on that level. Maybe they can do it for a season or two, but people eventually do get tired. The season requires your push and not someone else's push. When we look at the woman with the issue of blood, she hears that there's a man that heals and helps people. She goes to the crowd, a place where she knows she's not supposed to be. She's not supposed to be among people. She's not supposed to touch people because she is unclean. But her desperation pushes her through the people until she touches the hem of his garment and she is healed. Now let's create a different scenario. If this dear woman, if she was helped by other people, what would the potential conversation look like? Let's look at it. Maybe the people helping her would say, I'm not scared of the disease that you are carrying. I can carry you, I can help you. But what about the people? Because when the people know we are helping someone that is unclean, we will also begin to walk with a stigma. You see, sometimes maybe people are willing to help you, but they are not willing to carry the stigma that you carry. And that is why we always need to push for ourselves. Because when we push, and we push together with God, we will reach a state and a place of breakthrough. You have been so dependent on others to help you. You have been so dependent and to the point where you are disappointed because some of them faded in your season. Some of them said, I cannot associate or connect myself to the very thing that you are going through. Because frankly, I've got other things to do. And you know what? Sometimes people do have valid reasons for why they can't help you. Sometimes it's not an excuse. Sometimes they are going through things themselves and they need to push for themselves. And it is difficult for people to push for you when they are busy pushing for themselves and they are also going through a season of fatigue. So what am I saying to you today? I am saying to you today that stop depending on the hand of flesh, because you will be disappointed. And people may not want to disappoint us. People may not go out wanting to deliberately disappoint. But the thing is that people were not built to carry us the way God is built and meant to carry us. If you can only go to God and you can speak about the things that have come against you and the things that have made you weak, and you begin to push through, and you begin to touch the hem of His garment, He will come through for you. It's time to push again. And let me use the acronym that we all know so very well. That PUSH stands for the P, pray, you, until. S, something. H, happens. Pray until something happens. It is time to push. It is time to become what you need to become in this season. Your disappointments may have been in other people. The man who lays at the pool of Bethesda comes up with this excuse when Jesus asks him, "Why are you laying here?" He says, "Because nobody's willing to help me. And when I try to get into the pool, others are faster than I am. My success can never be determined on the fact that because or the things that I fall in can never be determined based on the fact that I say because someone else was not willing to help me. That is giving someone too much power. I cannot afford that. But when I take accountability and responsibility for myself, I take back my power, because now I determine my success and not others. It is time to get back onto the track and start running again. It is time to push again and to stop making it about others who have not helped us. Make it about yourself pushing through the crowd so that you can touch the hem of His garment. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare this morning for supernatural strength over your people, for a clearer mind and a clearer understanding of who they are in you. Those who have given up, fallen on the wayside, those who have said, "I can't, it is just too hard," strengthen them one more time. Strengthen them one more time. Give them a clear mind so that they can run the race again and they can become who you need them to become in this season. Father, anoint their feet to run again. Anoint their mind for determination. Anoint their spirit to become enabled once again with vision and vigor to take the promised land. I speak it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Hear the sound of a trumpet rising now. The hearts of our fathers in us crying out. For the lives that were stolen, the hope held in chains, we are declaring enough in Jesus' name. Whoa. trees that were broken, the sick and the lame. We are declaring enough in Jesus' name. Whoa, freedom is here. Whoa, no more fear. Whoa, Jesus is here. No more darkness, we choose light. No more sorrow, no more night. No more darkness, we choose light. No more sorrow, no more.